pain.
It's like my dreams out of reach. This pain and all this grief. If you see God and you have to speak, tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain and you're so deep.
Yo, I'm Pastor Phil. Welcome to Church on the Block, real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets with my great co-host, Pastor Jay and Ruck Boy on Holy Culture Radio, Sirius XM. Welcome to Church on the Block, man. We are here with you this Sunday on Sirius XM channel 140, Holy Culture Radio. You are on the right channel on the right day, man. We thank you for listening. Hopefully you're listening all the time. We're grateful for your involvement with us. You got to check us out on Instagram. We're going to tell you that in a second because I always forget how it goes. It's underscore something, something, you know, the church underscore. Pastor Jay got it, broke it down. Man, you are with us today. We got the great hosts here. We got DJ Ruckus. What's up, Ruckus?
Yo, what's good, everybody? Happy to be here this Sunday morning. Got some great conversation for y'all today.
Yes, we do. What's up,
and Jay? Now I won't have no internet issues.
You need to be able to have a whole show just on that. Oh,
it's gremlins. It's gremlins.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's a lot of gremlins. They getting you every week, man.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
This is Pastor Jay. Glad to be back on with y'all, man. Really excited about this show. We're going to talk about some real interesting topics. I'm excited. And it's church underscore on the block, all one word. If you're looking for us on Church underscore
on the block.
On the block.
Oh. Check that out. Check that out on the gram. Check that out. So, you know, the Grammys, 66th annual Grammy award show kicked off and, had some unique awards and situations going on in there, right? And, you know, sometimes the Grammys and award shows like that stir up shifts in culture, like whether it's how somebody dressed, whether it's how somebody's speaking, rapping, major movements, I think, in shifts of culture or affirmation of aspects of culture, sometimes jump off in the award show. You could probably list off several different award shows where these groups came out and did this. 50th anniversary of hip hop, all these different scenarios, artists who you haven't seen, first this, first that, and so. This award show was similar in some ways. We just kind of want to comment on it and comment on it in respect to culture and respect to just faith in God and faith. Real talk about hip hop, the church and the streets, and just how we as believers can engage in this in a way that's real in how it affects it. And one of the things that was there was Jay-Z. And Jay-Z, we love Jay-Z, man. I mean, great artist. We've gone to his concerts, man. He's an artist for grown folk, you know what I'm saying? And, we all went to the concert when he came to Chicago, man. It was ridiculous. Jay-Z on stage, 3 hours, just by himself, man.
By himself.
Yes. By himself, man. The DJ wasn't even on stage with him.
Yeah.
Him and one mic.
Great. The band might have been underneath the stage or something. I don't even know where the band was, but
it was crazy.
But he won the Grammy's Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. And I had never heard of that award before in some regards, but I'm grateful that they gave it to Jay, being able to have his legendary status kind of affirmed even more so. But you know, Jay the MC is the artist, gonna keep it real. Gonna keep it real like we try to do in this show. So we're gonna listen to what he said and come back and talk about it. Hold it right there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I used to say it's a sippy cup of blues. Grown up now, she doesn't take sippy cup. And she has her own Grammys. First of all, thanks to Dr. Trey Setti in the house. He's somewhere up there. He is. Andre Young, thank you, sir. All the doors that you opened, showed us that we can be rock stars, seeing you on the Rolling Stone. Obviously, there's Run DMC with the Leathers and the Aerosmith. But when you came out west, you took it to a whole new level, put us on covers, Rolling Stone, put us around the world. You and Snoop, all that y'all did, all the records y'all broke. So thank you for this. Honored to accept it. And thank you to the Black Music Collective for all the work that you guys do, scholarships for young creatives. And hopefully, you know, I'm adding to, you know, what you guys are doing out here. Obviously, it's great to have an award for such an icon. How far we've come with Will Smith and them, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince winning their first Grammy in 89 and boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to like a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what the... Wasn't a great boycott. But then 98, I took a page out of their book. I was nominated for Best Rap Album, and DMX had dropped two albums that year. They both were number one. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all. So I boycotted, and I watched the Grammys. I'm just saying, we want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously, it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously, it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. Some of you don't belong in the category. Oh, no. Oh, no, not with that. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman. Until they call you a genius. Until they call you the greatest of all time. Feel me? Thank you.
There it is.
There it is.
In that one, boy.
Man. So that's a whole lot to talk about in that spot, though.
Man. Drop knowledge in that show.
Man. So he wins this award, Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. And instead of just like, you know, I got this award, blah, 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 he cuts into the injustices of a system that that have done his bride wrong, DMX and him wrong, right? Will Smith and them wrong. He laid that whole thing out like a preacher. Mm-hmm. And then he says, by your own standards.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. I loved that he set it up in such a way that I don't even think people peeped at the beginning. He made sure that all the accolades that he gave went to African-American artists and groups. So he started off shouting out Dr. Dre, who what he's done in Snoop, all that. Then he went to the Black Recording or Black Creatives group or something like that for giving scholarships to young creatives and all that stuff. Right. Then he went into talking about y'all don't get it. Some of y'all will get passed up tonight. And then going into like this whole idea of his wife being snubbed. So he never once, if you think about it, in his speech, shouted out the Recording Academy. He only critiqued it. He did it so sly that it didn't feel like a critique. It felt like he was like, he said, we just want y'all to get it right. You know, we boycotted and then we watched the Grammys. We boycotted and then we watched the Grammys. We just want y'all to at least get it almost right. He says, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like it was smooth in the sense that like he never called out the Recording Academy or the Grammys, but at the same time he like showed love to like the Black folks and the people of color that like actually get snubbed. So it was smooth, man. It was smooth. It was preacher like. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous for his daughter because he kind of did a Kanye, but he did it a little bit more eloquently.
Right.
That's right.
It was fine.
Because it's like, oh, snap. What did he just say? He said, I'm sorry. I tell the truth when I'm nervous. Oh, man. I wonder how long it took him because I'm pretty sure he done wrote this. He done had this plan. Yeah. Probably when they told him he had the nomination, he probably decided, all right, if I'm going to win this, this is what I'm going to say. Because he said some of y'all, get what he said. Going to feel like you got robbed, and some of y'all are going to get robbed, and some of you did get robbed, and some of y'all don't even belong in the category. So I need to go see who was in the category.
Well, I can tell you right now, bro, because he's bringing up an Artist of the Year award. Right at the beginning of the show, Trevor Noah says, tonight might be the night we see history. There's only two other artists, I forgot who they are, forgive me, I saw the Grammys, y'all, I promise, but like two other artists who've ever won three Artists of the Year awards in their career. It's one, and then the other is Taylor Swift.
Was
it Celine Dion? We'll talk about Celine Dion and why that was such a...
Right, that was crazy.
Right. It was two artists. If I'm wrong, y'all, correct me. Sorry, correct me on Instagram. I don't remember. But, like, it was two other artists that won it, and she was going to be the first one to ever win four if she won that night. And it hadn't been given yet when Jay-Z gave his speech. So what he's saying is, my wife's got more Grammys than anybody, and she's never won Artist of the Year. And then he says, some of y'all going to get robbed, some of y'all going to feel like you got robbed, and some of y'all don't belong in the category.
Wow.
My
opinion. Me.
He talking about who's going to win this Artist of the Year, or how she's going to have more than anybody in history, and yet the woman I'm married to got more Grammys than anybody.
Right.
And so that's why I think he's going that, but. Which is why I say I think he did a Kanye with class.
Yeah,
that's all he did. He just didn't snatch the mic away and say, "How y'all gonna get this to her?" Well, when Beyonce had the best album of all time.
I was going through social media. Somebody said, because Charleston White say Chicago people are bullies, and so somebody I know posted, "Well, Chicago, we are bullies." Because they were talking about the difference in how Kanye did it versus how Jay did it. And they're saying Kanye did it in a bully way. Now, I saw something else on social media pertaining to the Grammys where they talked about, I couldn't find the post, but they were just like the producers over Gen X, the artists of the year, the album of the year, Gen X. It was like a whole bunch of hip hop categories that were all won by people in their 40s. And then the question that it was like, what does this mean for hip hop?
Wow. Now I'm looking at this. Beyonce won 28 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
28.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Jay-Z. The Quincy won 28. She tied with Quincy, right? And then Jay-Z got 24, but never in the big four: album, record, song of the year, best new artist. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, it's one of those kind of things that you just wonder how these things go. They change new people every time, and so we had a white group this time voting and group from another country. Well, I don't know. How does all this stuff work in that way? But the thing to me with Jay, one, he was defending his wife as a husband, as a father, impact award, awardee. Like I'm making an impact even more so now, right? Then two, like you said, Jay affirms all the other African-American-led organizations and artists. But two, he is... flipping the whole logic of the folks are upside down. Now, he did that a little bit even with the NFL when Colin was on the knee and Jay went to go meet with the commissioner of NFL and had a long dialogue about like yo, what's going on, and those kind of behind the scene things. Oftentimes people don't know or don't talk about. They want him to like join the protest and like I can join the protest, but I want to make something happen. I want to make something happen, right? So the clash was like you said, you know, Kanye would clash. He put everybody on blast and made other people, whoever the other people who vote or the people who hire the people who vote, making them think, huh? She ain't one of Mo. She ain't one of these.
Right.
You know, and right. I know she was in these categories. It wasn't like she was not even, I'm sure she nominated these other categories. She weren't.
She's clearly had the album of the year at least once. Come on now. Like she sells out arenas at an alarming rate, right? Like yeah. There's some year that she literally had the, and then the thing that happened was it was like documented that the Recording Academy. So this is what people's issues are in the industry. The Recording Academy is supposed to be a peer voting group, right? Like, it's supposed to be you get voted on by your peers. That's why the Grammy is such a great award to win. But nobody knows who these voters are. Like, nobody knows who the people are that do the voting. And but it came out that people stopped voting for Beyonce because she won too much. Because
she won.
Now, she won too much. Now, that's a problem. Because if it's the fact that somebody's winning too much, why would somebody still be able to win four albums of the year, right? Like, it's like, it should work. And that's what he means by don't go with your metrics. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah.
So the three people, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, and I just looked it up. Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, and John Lennon. No, Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon are the only ones that won three. And then now Taylor Swift has four. So she's the only woman in the category. That's a big deal. Like, all yeah. That. But what Jay was saying is like, we make such a big deal out of somebody who, like, basically she gets what she gets, he thinks, because of the fact that she's white.
Right. He's a white person.
Right. 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 Versus really being, like, elite musically. So,
you know, trash on the block, man. We'll be right back with more conversation about the Grammys and its effect on culture and us.
Church on the Block. We'll talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets.
We are back, man. Church on the Block. Real talk about hip-hop, the church, and the streets. Again, Holy Culture Radio, SiriusXM 140. Thank you for listening to us, man, being with us. I hope you were kind of encouraged, maybe nudged, maybe surprised about the whole conversation with Jay-Z, or if you saw the Grammys and your thoughts are there. Remember, hit us up on Instagram. What's the Instagram, Jay?
Church_On the Block, all one word.
Hit us up, man. Let's have some conversations about this, man. So, other things happening in the Grammys, man. What else? What else happened in the Grammys, Jay? That was crazy.
Yo, man. I was telling Pastor Phil, I was telling DJ Ruckus, I put them on earlier this year, that Killer Mike's album, Michael, was the dopest hip-hop album of the year. I told him. That boy got a clean sweep. He won every category. The hip hop segment. But it's interesting, man. Like, that dude killed it. Like, man, super excited from the South. You know what I mean? Been doing this for a minute. And man, he made a clean sweep and was talking about, hey, God good. Don't tell me God ain't good. Don't tell me that you can't, you know, your dreams can't come true. Don't tell me you too old. I'm too old. You know, like, he was just, His testimony during his acceptance speech was so genuine, man. Like, as somebody who really been grinding, just trying to make music that's probably contrary to like what the industry wants you to make, and yet feeling like really honored that like he got that, only to find himself by the time the show was done, like being escorted out of him. But I don't know. But yeah, Killer Mike.
I will say I did not. I don't remember if I listened to the album, but now I am going to take a listen to it and just give it a good listen. I think I did, but I can't remember if I did. It's just getting old.
Just text me two words after you do. Just text me.
I got you.
Thank you.
Oh man.
I mean, when you look at the scenario and whatever comes out and finally discovered about whatever. The situation was a misdemeanor, and it was, quote unquote, a week ago. It's not like Mike came in 5 minutes before the Grammy started and snuck in the back and sat down, and didn't nobody know where he was at, and they looking for him. And it ain't like the old, I'm going to age myself right here, the Blues Brothers, when they circled the whole arena, and they like, you know, and the Mugs had to sneak out from underneath the stage or whatever. So there was something about, like, arresting him publicly, you know, in that space, you know, where you're just embarrassed about, well, not he ain't embarrassed. I know. I mean, he may be mad about it, but in the context of embarrassing the artists and black, I don't know, man, it's something mysterious about that piece, man. That's frustrating. Now, what's crazy is that, and we were talking about this before, did no police come down to arrest Will Smith.
Facts.
Smith clocked a whole human being.
Well, maybe what? Maybe Mike smacked the white person.
It told him.
Well, you know, it's different for us. You know, hey, right, if you're Black History Month, by the way.
It's different for us. You smack, we smack,
right?
Police is the last people we want to call. You know?
Yeah, okay.
We'll call our homies and our family so we can handle this. You know, you smack somebody else, white people or other nationalities, they might want to call the police. So I don't know. You know, he will not confirm or say anything about what happened, which I respect him for. He's keeping it positive. I do want to know what happened, but he's been keeping it positive. All the talk shows, they keep asking him, and he's just like, look, we're going to talk about these Grammys, and man, I partied and I'm having fun. That man probably still partying. He probably still somewhere at a party somewhere celebrating these three Grammys.
Now, that dude was so elated when he won. Man, like, when he got that third one, man, clean sweet. Like, he was,
man,
and it's legit. Like, Terrence, I know, you know, you wanted to talk about this. It's something about, like, real music coming from, like, a place of, like, maturity and growth and depth. When you're talking about, like, real stuff that speaks to audience, that speaks to people, you know? And you know what I mean? Him being, you know, nearly 50 years old, dropping this album and being the one that won, like, I think that's a real genuine conversation we need to have about, like what in hip-hop is being, like, respected and honored in, like, real musical spaces.
I agree. I remember talking with some of the young people, and they'd be trying to get me to listen to all these new artists. And I'd be like, man, if I want to listen to drive-by music, I go listen to some old Spice One or somebody else. I don't need no new drive-by rappers to be listening to. I'm in my 40s now. You know, can we talk about the back pains that I have and how I got to get up and go to work and still take care of the family? And can we talk about the life problems I'm going through at this age? I'm past the adolescence.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm on to something new.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he won three of them, right?
Yes.
The movement of, I guess, where people want the culture to go compared to maybe where the industry, you know, trying to push it to go.
Yes. Hey, that's, say that again.
It's evident from these awards, you know what I'm saying? Yet where the industry is trying to take it to go is about the money and the dollars and Simply Red and all these kind of crazy stuff that of course, like, Ayamasha Mirai got a great line where he says, simple minds. Simple rhymes for simple minds lead the simple blind. You can't find the proper mathematics for their mind, right? So he's saying, you know, that simpleness, you know, you catch him in that age group, and at 3 years old, you've been eating hot chips for breakfast. You ain't going to think none of it. You know, what are we going to eat hot chips? Your stomach is jacked. So it's like that kind of food that's being fed, you know. And I know there's probably some young cats out there talking about, kill the mic. He don't know what he rapping. He ain't rapping about nothing.
Or they say, I don't even know who that is.
Right. I don't even know. Everybody kept saying, this dude, I don't even know.
Right.
And that's the same thing they said last year when, what's his name, won? That do all the jazz stuff.
because Chris Brown got mad. What's his name? August Green, that would be a comment.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he won. Chris Brown had to show that he saw Jasper. What is his name?
Derek Glassford.
Anyway, he made shirts that said who is Derek Glassford, because that's who Chris Brown tweeted. Like, who is he dude that beat me? You know what I'm saying? Kendall Mike had the first song on Glassford's album.
Really?
Black Superhero. Very first song on that album that won last year was Killer Mike. He opened the album. You see what I'm saying? Like, real artists making real music is the ones that's getting on it. And so, like, people don't know who he is, but that don't mean that the music ain't good. You know what I'm saying? It should be appointing you to good music.
Right. I mean,
yeah, man.
So you look at what is going on in the midst of that, too, right? Lyrics, the beat, all the things that, Muggs ain't rhyming three verses no more. They got two verses, you know, and they down with the hook. I remember Jay Quest had a line like, gone is the third verse. Like, somebody, who put to death the third verse, you know?
The only other hip-hop artist on the show, like, performing on the main show, not the pre-show, because the pre-show was very different. The main show that had the tables and stuff was Travis Scott. And his performance, no offense to anybody who likes it, it was trash, right? Like, he was... The only thing I like about Travis Scott is his shoes. You know, like, his Jordans is nice with the backwards swoosh. I think those are cold. But, like, his performance, even if I didn't like the song, his performance wasn't even good.
Yeah.
It was like him walking down some rocks with this skinny white girl, and then, like, then he started picking up aluminum folding chairs and throwing them all over the stage.
White?
Literally, go watch this.
Were they white?
No, I was like, oh, man, he's doing a nod to Alabama. It ain't nothing to do with Alabama. Like, what, white? It wasn't no boats. It wasn't nothing. It was just, like, rocks, and he was just, like, getting mad and throwing chairs. And I was like, this is ridiculous, man. And this is why we got to go back to a Gen Xer, right, T, to find good music and give an award to. Because what's making real music, you know? And no disrespect to the sound. I don't really care about the sound. If you ain't saying nothing,
right,
then it don't matter what you sound like.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's something like Killer Mike said, he blames confusion over overzealous security guard for the Grammys arrest. There's a physical contact between a female security guard, whose real name was Michael Rinder. We're talking about Mike Killer Mike.
That's Mike's real name. That's Killer Mike.
Law enforcement said. So, I don't know, man. It just seemed like that incident or whatever didn't suit the punishment of all of that. Like,
absolutely.
It's like, yo, this, I'm sitting there, we working today. I ain't gonna get Mike. Y'all crazy. Well, I'm gonna stay right here. Watch this pop machine. Like, what do you mean? Like,
especially
that.
Three Grammys. He won three Grammys. That's not the night to arrest him for a
minute. Right.
Come on, y'all. Like, you knew that was gonna make headlines.
Right.
You weren't gonna be able to sneak in and grab him out real quick.
Like, right.
I don't know. I'll tell you another thing that it brings up, like, it brings up to me, like, this idea of, like, you know, the fact that, like, they would, T was jokingly talking about it earlier when we smacked one another, black folks, and nobody come.
Right.
But, like, he wasn't a black artist. If he hadn't just, like, it's a way of, like, diminishing his success that night, you know what I mean, as a black artist. And I think we see it, too, like, as dope as it was when, for the Country Music Award, when Luke Combs won for Fast Car. Whatever, dope as it was for him to perform that, like, Tracy Chapman ain't been thought about in 20 years, right, man. Right. And it took this white dude all of a sudden to sing a song, and everybody, oh, Tracy Chapman, one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Tracy Chapman is just like, why is it that we need, like, the white dude to bring the song back for us to realize, like, she's one of the greatest ever? Like, I just see that woven all through. I think that was what Jay-Z was saying. I see that woven.
Man, it's almost like Glenn Campbell. The white folks snatching a black group back in the day and give it to Glenn Campbell because they wanted to go slower. And all of a sudden, Glenn Campbell singing this song. You got Chuck Berry. It's like the same kind of rhythm of that, man. You know, Elvis.
You watched that doc on Little Richard?
Oh yeah,
it's a documentary on. I think it's on Netflix about Little Richard. And I mean, it's making a pure claim that Little Richard is the first rock and roll artist. Wow. Period. But all of his style, all of the Beatles, the U2, like all of these dudes, all idolized Little Richard. Wow. Right, and took his songs, took his style, took everything from him, and then went off and made rock and roll. And he don't get no credit for being creator of rock and roll. That's the story we see all the time.
And so, you know, it's one of those kind of things where, you know, you don't have to knock the whole mountain down at one time, but you chip away at it, chip away at it, chip away at it. Create a decrease of the integrity of the artists, of the people. I told you, I'm glad you know how they are. Whatever this, even the overzealous security guard, whatever she was on, was like, I got to do something about this. He got a misdemeanor out here. We got to do something about this. You know, where was that the other day when he was just going to the store? Why didn't y'all stop him?
Right. Exactly. While we waiting to Grammy night, you know what I mean? And when he's a winner, like it all smells nasty and dirty to me, man. I just don't, you know, like that was shady. But, you know, like bottom line is like, I love that he taking the high road, T, because like what he don't want is the accomplishment to be taken away. Cause that to me was the worst part. I know this show ain't about the Oscars or whatever, but that was the worst part about the Will Smith slap to me of Chris Rock. Was the fact that it happened right after Questlove won the Oscar for that documentary. So nobody remembers Questlove. Like nobody speech. Nobody remembers what he did. It was this great small documentary about this black version black version of Woodstock, right? Like he made this whole documentary telling this story, and now nobody remembers, like nobody went to go see that movie after he won the Oscar because all everybody remember it. So yeah, it's just like same thing they tried to do to Killer Mike, man. It's like just erase the victory. And I'm glad that he's taking the high road because he's not letting him do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the reality of his music, all of it compliments who he is, right? And even taking the high road and that's it. I bet he's gonna come back and clap back on something in a way that's appropriate, you know. Even the other night when he was, well, they showed some clip, he was on somebody's show and they were trying to get him, Bill Maher, or someone trying to get him to co-sign on politicians and what politician you're going to be. You're going to be for Biden and Trump. And he's like, if Biden, and it's just this logic of it, man. If Biden can go and apologize for the crime bill and do this and do this and such a black folk, then yeah, I'm all for Biden. Yeah, who's thinking that critical about all of that, right? And Bill Maher was on to try to get him hooked in that spot, was causing other folks to just, oh yeah, I'm gonna be for Biden. You're just gonna car blind think people are not gonna think critically, you know, about that. Look. No, I had the opportunity, man, to be in the airport at the United Airlines, a little bougie little eating place in the little private little room, and here comes Charlamagne the God.
Name drop.
And I'm all super cool. I'm up here like, hey, man, I don't want to bug a bull, man. I want to bug you out, but like, you cool if I just shake a hand? Yeah, man, that's cool. Shook hand. And we talked about an array of different things. But, man, he brought up talking about politicians and talking about the you know, we got the evil group over here with what they do. We got the apathetic Democrats, and then we got the couch. You know, and... I just see the voice of artists, radio, hosts, is significant. And I say all that because even he got arrested doesn't diminish him as an artist. But it's those kind of things like that, I think, that folks try to find ways to create some hate. Yeah, we're going to be right back, man. Church on the Block. Stay right with us. Stay right with us. We're coming back with talking about Lecrae. Tell him it's crazy in these streets. Feel my pain and get so deep. They're making it hard to sleep.
he got it.
Welcome back, Church on the Block, man. We are dissecting this cultural phenomenon called the Grammys and around some stuff with hip hop, man. And we're talking about Jay-Z and what he said and the significance of that, and Killer Mike and his album, and yet getting arrested kind of in a way that didn't need to be done, in a way that, man, it wasn't as if he got somebody duct taped in the basement of a building when we're looking for you and that kind of stuff. The man had a misdemeanor. But to, you know, right now we want to bring in some Christian MCs, right? Christian artists and stuff like that. And I even was in my house watching the Devil Wars, and the Devil Wars gave some props to Christian hip hop. They did it kind of weird to me because, you know, they had like DC Talk pop up there. Like, yeah, well, y'all really brought DC Talk back? Like, what's going on? I should have called Terry because that's his main.
Yeah. Don't be dissing DC Talk now.
Heaven bound. Don't you know I'm heaven whining? You know, and then they brought in my man Coffee, and then from Coffee and Bonafide from Grits. Yeah, Grits. Grammatical Revolution in the Spirit. But I thought it would be other artists that would come through and do some. I don't know, they had another artist come through. I should say that because there's some recognition of that being a part of more dominant way, I guess, to see what they're honoring their culture. And I appreciate the Grammys recognizing all aspects of music, especially, you know, hip hop, not just categorizing it, letting the Christians have their own, you know, their own stuff this way. But if music is music, if it's good music, then honor it in that way. And Lecrae stepped up again, man. He won one in 13. He won one in 15. Two in 15. And then two in 24. So like five that he got, man. And just being able to, you know, be consistent. And, you know, we've had Lecrae several times, and we know the young man, and, you know, Adara, his wife, and just being able to be proud of the fact that he has stayed on his grind, man, and he has really evolved with no apologies and taking the hits from it to be the type of artist that he is, you know. And you got to be comfortable in your own skin as an artist, period, let alone a Christian artist, where there's other layers of judgments about what you're saying. And what do y'all think?
Yeah, I'm always big up Lecrae for, you know, I know it hasn't been an easy journey for him. You know, coming from, you know, having been in that really reformed, conservative, like, you know, mostly white evangelical space when he started, to really reconnecting with the streets in a more, you know, like, real way after the murder of Tamir Rice, and speaking out vocally, all the things he went through. And I know that was a real big mental, you know, situation for him, but he really was struggling, man, with, like, you know, his faith, with his music, with everything. And to see him come out of that and still make good music that being recognized by the industry is powerful. I respect that 100%. I always will. And I think I respect the fact, number one, as a father, that he had his daughter right there next to him. It was dope that Jay-Z did that, and then you see Lecrae do it. It's like, that's what we do as Black fathers, man. We're giving our daughters experiences that they would never have gotten, and, you know, knowing where we come from. So I just thought that, to me, it was dope, you know, being an
ally. I would say, you know, I'm proud of him, too. I'm just proud of him for just continuing to make music, continuing to be an artist, and just keep pushing with your art, despite everything that's been going on, kind of like what you just said, Jay. Yeah, he went through a lot. And that's your music. Everything you're going through, put it in your songs. Talk about it, right? And that's what makes music real, man. And so he's done that. And so I'm just, you know, proud of him. And I don't know, I feel like he about to pop up someday and be like, I'm retiring or something.
But it's one of
it was dope.
One of those kind of things, like we talk about the evolution of hip hop and the artists too. You can't keep saying, you know, only on the Crip side, only on the left. You know, you can't keep going that route at the things have changed around you. That's probably not even your real concern because you got other things you deal with. And then you add that on a traditional MCs, but then you add it with a Christian piece. It's almost a demand by the church, people of God and faith community, that you rhyme in this way. Like, we're only going to is your theology in this way, and to take a chance to, as you're evolving as an artist, as a person of faith, recognizing, you know, this, I don't really believe like this anymore. I still love the Lord. You know, he gave shout out to 116 Click, you know, all my 116 people, you know, it really has allowed that growth to really bring in a whole other generation to faith, whole other generation to know Christ in a way. And people feeling like, even for folks who are in the faith, but they didn't want the church, they're looking at him like, that's what I've been wanting to say the whole time. That's for real. You know, and giving other artists a platform to say, okay, right, I can step out of this. I can, I'm gonna go over here and talk about Soul on Ice. You talk about Soul on Ice, you know. You know, what I like what he said, you know, when he got his award, to everybody there in the context of other artists, just being able to say it in a much more balanced way. He said, the imprint of God is on each and every one of y'all's lives. That's at y'all's. That's at y'all's lives. During his acceptance speech, he said, your power, you know, that's your power. Whether you take home an award or not, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thought that was just brilliant, you know, and I don't know if you'd been thinking about it beforehand or how you're going to say it, but it was just so smooth. And I think that's where you want to be as a believer in that space, where folks feel that they can be met right where they are to take them wherever God would have them to be in whatever conversation you want to have, you know, your music representing that as well. I don't know what other artists were, what other artists were in that category? There were other artists in that category, I think.
The Truth was in there. And I respect him too, because first of all, he stayed true to who he is. Like, the truth is the truth, right? Like, he's gonna be that who he's been. But he was very gracious about like you go on his Instagram, he like, yo, I'm very proud of being nominated. I'm very proud of having been in this, you know, this category. And was I hurt for like 2.5 minutes? I lost. Absolutely. I'm like, all right, be real. Like, you wanted to win. But then he says, but I'm very proud of my boy Lecrae. Like, to see his growth and to see his perseverance. So it was like it was not only like gracious, but it was also like uplifting another brother in Christ, like in the way he responded. So I respect that. I also feel like I think we're starting to see the actual, and this is just my opinion, I don't tell you, I think we're starting to see the actual like Emmanuel member, like who
real team.
Not a real hip hop dude. Like he's a dude who like kind of fell in love with hip hop and realized he could write. But like when you listen to his album, it's very more like gospel.
Yeah.
See image, and then he dropped a verse. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like more genuine, like be who you are. So I think it hits me more listening to his music now, because I feel like he's being genuine. He's not trying to sound like, you know, like I feel like his early music, he was trying to sound like Jay-Z or something like that.
Right. So I like that. That they wanted, but you know, but some of it that Jay did more. I mean, the truth did. God is good.
Yeah.
And check out the rock background. It is that dynamic of worship, that dynamic of affirmation in that context, you know. And even though he was doing some apologetics and stuff like that, it hasn't been like a whole album on apologetic. I'm a rhyme and I'm gonna cut everything down, you know, and that's.
She's right,
been kind of unique in that way, you know.
Yeah, it was only two hip hop artists in there. The other one was My Tribe, Lauren Daigle, and Phil Wickham. So there was only two hip hop artists in there, and the hip hop album won, and it aimed the hip hop category, which is dope. This contemporary music album, so CCM out.
Yeah,
and he still won. So I thought that was dope.
That is. I mean, was a time when you didn't hear none of that. No artist up in that space like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think the other piece of it is, like, I love that when Lecrae came out after winning the second one, he was almost like, I'm so humbled by this that, like, I really just want to tell y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? It was like one of those things where like, yo, I don't even really have words to say. I wasn't expecting to win too. Like, this is dope. But at the end of the day, God is good. I thank God. I think he said something like, I thank God for allowing me to use my music to express who he is. Like, I get me to use who he created me to be to do this. And I just think that, like, he knows now, I think, how to operate in those spaces in a way that don't feel super preachy, but also feels mm-hmm. very genuine. So I appreciate that from him too.
Yeah.
Because that was a day, boy, he had a backpack full of Johnny Max. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will say this too, and I know I'm taking a lot of time. This is the last thing I say, Elliot. I watched an interview on the Fix Radio Show. Shout out to the Fix Radio Show, Holy Ghost Radio. Had 1K Few on there. And Phil, earlier you was like, you watching Lecrae kind of spark another entry, you know, another generation of believers. I loved hearing 1K Few talk, because what he said was, other people try to hide that they Christian rappers. Like, they say they love Jesus, but then they're like, but I don't want to be known as a Christian rapper. And he was like, that's stupid, bro. Like, if you love Jesus, just say you rapping for Jesus. It's cool. Yeah. Like, and that's not your thing. And you know, don't try to use it as like a tool. But he like, you sound silly when like all your music is Christian, and then you try to say. So I was like, wow, I haven't heard anybody from this generation talking like that in a long time. So it was kind of refreshing to hear somebody kind of be like, just open about the fact that, no, this is what I do. And he was responding to like Lecrae and like, you know, and who he is and winning Grammys, all that. He's like, that's him. Let him do his thing. And it's great. And he's wonderful. You know, we wouldn't be where we are without him. But, you know, I just decided to be in my lane and be like, nah, I do Christian rap.
Right.
He's going to get, you know, so I thought that was dope. It was refreshing for 2024 to hear that.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I mean, the move of music, good music, I think should dominate the category. I mean, like what I mean is that we went to the record store once, we were all together somewhere, and it was like black gospel. Like,
right.
Like when white gospel, it was gospel.
Black gospel.
Like,
Portuguese
gospel. Like, what you gonna keep doing? When do we stop? Like, when do we stop? Like, is the gospel the gospel?
Yeah.
And then we got a Texas in there, no Greek, no Hebrew, no Greek, no Jew. And then we got
black gospel.
And we got
yeah.
I don't know that. That's kind of important though. You know, we had a funeral not too long ago, and I'm sitting there like they tell me, hey, we need you to play some music. I said, well, I wasn't prepared for all of that. And I'm looking through my phone, like, what can I play? I got a lot of different stuff in there. But I was just like, yeah. I'm up there looking for a black funeral.
All the one
So yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah. And only because with America, you know, it's Black History Month, y'all. You know, we gotta add them classifications because of America.
I don't think it would have been like, let's just bust out some CCM.
That ain't what they
right.
Looking
right.
Yeah, they want some rocking that soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, man, let me drop these bars on y'all real quick, man. There was a professor who was asked to speak at this military base, and this young soldier went to pick him up. His name was Ralph. And Ralph went to go pick him up and got him from the plane. As they're going to go get the luggage, the professor kept seeing Ralph like dip away. And as he began to look for Ralph and see certain things, he saw Ralph go over to this one kid and help him up with the parents, help him up to go see Santa. And then he would go follow the professor. And then he would dip away again, help somebody with their luggage and go back to the professor, dip away again, help somebody with some directions. And the professor finally said, hey, man, where did you learn that? He said, what do you mean, learn what? He said, where did you learn to live like that? Where you serve folks and kind of were so well aware, self-aware of what was going on? He said, well, I guess I learned it when I was, you know, in Vietnam, in the war. He said, what do you mean? He said, what do you mean that? He said, well, my job was to clear minefields. And how he watched his friends blow up in front of his eyes. So he's saying this to this professor. He said, I learned to live between the steps. I never knew whether the the next one would be my last step. So I learned to get everything I could out of that moment between that step when I picked up my foot and the next step when I put my foot down. And I put it down and picked it up every time. Every step I took was a whole new world. And I've been living that way ever since. Man, the abundant life that Christ promises in John 10:10, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but through Christ, Christ gives us abundant life. Let us live between the steps. Let us recognize that the landmines that we are in and what we experience in our life is not all of life. We can live in abundancy with the landmines, being grateful for every step God gives us to walk in that space. I'm Pastor Phil with my great brothers, great friends, great hosts, Pastor Jay. Pastor Ruckus. See y'all next week, man. Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop and church in the streets. We out.
Thank you for listening to Church on the Block. Real talk about hip hop, the church, and the streets. We're back here, same time, same day, next week. Come with us. Tell them it's crazy in these streets. If you see God and you have any sleep, tell them it's crazy.